Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our friend Mark Walters joining us this morning from Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me today, guys. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, you know, we've been asking, we opened up the phone lines a little earlier. We were asking people for their reaction to Trump's 100th day in office. And what's your take on the whole thing?
If you saw Tom Homan's press conference yesterday with Caroline Leavitt, then you know exactly what my response is. I mean, these guys are just burying the media every time they open their mouths. Legacy media is dying right before our eyes. And Trump is kicking tail. And I just want to tell listeners, don't believe all the fake polls. If you voted for Trump, you know why you love Trump. And that's why we love Trump.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I've watched just the volume of activities and actions he's taken. I think the media is a little overwhelmed. The Democratic Party is certainly overwhelmed. All they can say is Trump bad, orange man bad, but they can't tell you why they think that.
Well, you know, there's a couple scary things in what you just mentioned, because you're spot on. You know, we knew the media was going to start doing what they did in his first term, and we're now beginning to see that. And so we now know, we have a picture here. We know what's going to happen over the next 3.5 to 4 years in the remainder of Trump's term, at least this term. He's pushing for a third term, right? It's fun to watch him goad the media. But we're seeing that develop. And you know, it concerns me because Americans have short memories. You know, you were just talking a few minutes ago about how no one would ever vote for Pritzker for president. I do listen to the show. In fact,
well, thank you.
That's my notepad. At about an hour and a half ago, I was listening to you guys, and I was actually taking notes because I wanted to bring a couple things up, if that's okay.
Sure.
Kim, you were talking about Seattle, the trench coats. You
oh,
know.
Gosh. Yep. You happen to catch that one, huh?
I did, and you mentioned, what are they going to do, put up another sign? Well, yeah, how effective is a sign that says no flashing people or urinating in public? And I couldn't help but think about, well, kind of like the no gun signs at FSU, right? And Mark,
right.
You were talking about, it didn't matter if they offered you $1 million. You would never move to New York because you couldn't take your guns. And then, Kim, you brought up Pritzker, you know, inciting violence. You know, all of these things, it's just incredible. But here we go again. You know, we're right at the beginning of it, in the beginning of the second term.
I love how they say, put the guns down, and then the left's over here like, we need to be violent, and we need to protest and do all of these things.
Yeah, my tweet response to him was, be careful what you wish for,
yeah.
Governor Pritzker.
I was wondering, Mark, if during that conversation you were envisioning what that sign would look like at the park with the slash through it.
I didn't want to talk about that on FTC control. All I could think about was trench coat mafia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
No kidding. If you miss that conversation, there's a park in Seattle, Washington, where they've apparently it's known to be a nude park, and their problem now is every time residents walk by, there are people, men specifically, playing with themselves in the park, and the city won't do anything about it because
no, Mark, that's not fair. They're going to put up signs and a code of conduct. They are doing something about it.
Yeah, how effective is that, right? And guys, another thing too, I don't want to steal your show, but it's not fun to do sometimes. I'm a talk radio host. I can't help myself. I just spent two and a half days at the NRA convention here in Atlanta over the weekend, which this was the first NRA convention I'd attended since 2019. And so I was really able to get a clear picture of what it was like then versus what it's like today. And it was pretty obvious to me that the NRA has shed a bunch of members, et cetera. It was much leaner. But what I took away from it was, I think with the reformers taking control of the National Rifle Association right now, I think you're going to see the NRA. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a couple, 3 years at least. But if they can come out of this slide, they're going to emerge a much leaner and stronger fighting force going forward. But, you know, guys, at their peak, they were at about close to 6 million members. And their president just made it clear the other day that in 2024, they shed about 285,000 members, and that is continuing into 2025. So there's a lot of concern there. And it was noticeable to me walking around the floor for the first time in a few years, seeing it for myself, having attended for all those years.
Yeah, I went to one here back in I forget the last time it was in St. Louis. I attended one here. Ted Nugent was there speaking at it, and it was a fantastic event back then. I can tell you that it was packed.
Yeah, it was noticeably different. To me, it looked more like a huge flea market.
Huh. Hmm.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. There were 14 acres of guns. There were tons, you know, everybody I know was there, and it was a great event. It just seemed to be leaner and thinner. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. You didn't see all the, you know, 50-foot murals of, you know, Wayne LaPierre and all of his, you know, stolen money suits and all that corruption. It just looked and felt a whole lot better.
So I have to ask you, Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. So since we're marking 100 days, Kash Patel got replaced. He temporarily took over duties for the ATF. They've now put someone else in that role. Have we seen a marked difference so far?
In the ATF, no, but we will. And let me talk about that 100 days. So glad, again, that you brought that up. All of us as gun owners, particularly activists that do this for a living and talk about these things every day, we all want everything yesterday. And listeners, you probably do too. Mark, I know you do. We all want everything yesterday because we had to put up with 4 years of attacks from Biden. Well, all we've got to do when we start to wonder why isn't it happening fast enough is take a deep breath, look over our shoulder, and look at what Trump has done just in his first 4.5 months. And you will realize that the pro-gun things that he's doing and was talking about during the campaign are actually happening. Yeah. And they are actually happening faster than we feel they are when we look back in hindsight. We just need to take a breath. They've got a full plate. They are working in our favor. The DOJ just stripped funding from NGOs and all the third-party groups for all their gun control activities that we were paying for out of our taxpayer dollars, and they're screaming to high heaven as a result. We're getting the response we wanted from Trump. Yes, it's not quite as fast as we'd like it because guys like us want to see everything happen today.
Right.
Well, those changes are coming. Just look at the changes that are happening at the ATF right now. Everybody wants to know where are the rules? When are those going to change? That's all coming, guys. Just relax. I promise you it's coming.
I hope so. Hey, brother, remind people where they can listen to Armed American Radio.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com every single day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and every Sunday on the MonsterCast, 7 to 10 p.m. Central. Love you guys.
Mark, you're a great American. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We will we'll talk soon. Always great to get him on here. We're going to get to a quick break. We have, of course, Congressman Jason Smith is going to be up next. In fact, I've already got him on the line. We'll be back right after this break.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.